Once Upon a Crime, A Brother's Grim Mystery by P.J. Braxton. This book is read by Kate Redding. For Becky. A very long time ago, in a land far, far away, a lonely giant sniffed loudly as he wept. The mournful sound echoed around the cave that was his home, his breathy sobs causing the flames of the torches to gutter and the shadows in the damp space to jump. His grotesque form cast its own vast blackness against the dripping stone walls, hideous even when reduced to silhouette. He wiped his nose with the back of his lumpen hand, spreading a layer of silky greyness across his face. From deeper within the labyrinthine rooms of the cave came the plaintive cries of smaller, frailer beings. The giant paused in his weeping, paused to listen. A frown rearranged his features into an expression of quake-making ferocity.
"Be quiet," he whispered,
but the cries continued.
"Be quiet,"
he roared, bringing his great fist down with such force that the table beneath it splintered into kindling, and the cries ceased. Gretel lay on her daybed and tried to ignore the hammering on the door. It was almost as loud as the hammering inside her head. She had spent the previous evening drinking far too much with Hans, in a rare moment of sibling solidarity, and a hangover of impressive tenacity had taken up residence behind her eyes. Gretel groaned. Both hammerings continued. She pulled a silk cushion over her head, silently cursing Hans, vodka martinis, and people who came knocking.
"Go away," she moaned. "Whoever you are, I don't want to buy anything. I haven't any rags or antiques of unnoticed value, and I most definitely do not want to be saved."
If anything, the knocking increased. Hell's teeth. Belching fruitily, Gretel flung the cushion aside and dragged herself from the tapestry daybed of which she was so fond. She paused in front of a mirror to tighten the cord of her house robe, the better to hold together her otherwise unclothed body. She winced at the pressure on her not inconsiderable belly. Her breasts sat heavily atop her heavy stomach. She sighed at the landscape her figure presented, an Andean range of mountainous peaks and unfathomable valleys that no amount of dieting could level one inch. She had long ago accepted that she was a big woman, not just fat, but big. Big bones, big features, big voice, big hair, big appetite. Gone was the flimsy child who had trailed lost through the woods with her brother. Gone was the leggy teenager who had graced the stage at the ludicrously posh school to which the king had later decreed she be sent. Gone, even, was the voluptuous girl in her 20s who had at least appealed to a certain type of man. Here, instead, was Gretel, the 35-year-old woman, with the physique of a wintering grizzly bear, and almost as much facial hair, should she miss one of her frequent waxing appointments.